Questions.
Questions.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I have to go to you first, sir. Right, what is the? What is the? Is everybody okay? Anybody got a body? There are two roving microphones. I love roving microphones. Nobody has to yell, yes, sir. Now, I know you were mad. You're not mad now. You're calm down. So go ahead. I promise you the first question. Go ahead.
I've got an awful lot to say, but I know a lot of people.
I just say this to you. I'm just going to say this to you. Short question, maybe follow up, and I'm going to move. Okay?
Well, I actually had a question for each one of you. You did a marvelous job moderating.
You can ask a question that everyone has to answer. Just fire away.
Okay. Mr. Caprio, your family has enjoyed a lot of dignity in the state of Rhode Island. And I know your grandfather into being the next governor. That's my prediction. That's my prediction. And just wish you the best and use it well. Do the right thing. We've been talking about it. Dan has brought up some excellent questions. Mr. Lovato, I've been at several of these fairs, and I've always heard you discuss the problem concisely and properly, but you had no solutions.
All right, listen, we don't need an evaluation report. We got a question. I promise you, there'll be an evaluation in the Tucker Times, the Providence Journal, and 2 o'clock on Monday on WPRO. Question, please.
Okay. You know, we have to be proud of our state. And the question I'd ask you is, you've got to get it right. You've got to tell the people that they have to be able to communicate with the body of government people we elect. We have not been elected proper people. That is obvious.
And the question is?
And the question is, why doesn't the Rhode Island voter people vote for the right people?
Very good, thank you. That's not a dumb question. That's not a question to laugh at. That's a question of philosophy. We don't diagnose ourselves. How are we going to elect the right people?